Be'ezrat Mizbeach, we begin Perek Hamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumah, in the laws of the other primary categories of Tumah, where in this Perek we go on to the third category that the Rambam mentioned are in these halachas of the Tumah of Shech Bezer, the Tumah as it relates to semen. As the Rambam gets halacha off regarding characterizing Shech Bezer. So Shech Bezer, which literally means to say the seed from laying, which refers to the semen, is Mavos HaTumah, is from the primary categories of Tumah, which are metama odom, the kelim b'magid, contaminates a person and the vessel by touch, which they are only mekabel from an abba tumma, becoming a rishon, ukli charis ba'avar, or the vessel which contaminates only from its ear space, but ve'ena metama b'masa, that does not contaminate by caring, ve'ena mestama b'metama b'godim shas magoy, and also, whether it becomes tummy from the shech bazera, does not contaminate garments, even at the same time that he's touching the shech bazera, the source of the tumma. And v'echad negeiba. Now the halacha is whether someone's touching the semen. V'echad aroyo isa b'psar, whether someone has this discharge from his own flesh. Shneim rishon l'tumah dintar. Both of them biblically have a halacha as a rishon l'tumah, which they are a derivative from having come in contact with the semen. Now b'kama shiur, how much is his measurement? So for that it depends. L'negeya, for the one who's touching this extrinsic semen, is b'kadasha, the size of a lentil, which that's learned out from touching a sheretz, which is also the size of a lentil. But for l'arayu, the one who sees it, meaning the one who's having the discharge, but koshu, even a minute amount. Now, but the ain arayu tame, but the one who's having the discharge does not become tame, asher tetamin, until it actually comes out from him, v'yachtame menu pi'ama, and that it seals off the opening of the male organ. Shemak, it says the pasuk in the Ikra. Asher tetamin menu shech bezer, that the semen comes out from him. Now, l'figa, therefore, because it contaminates even a minute amount, but as long as it comes out, a fellow ruah bekesim, even if he sees it by through the medium of a reed, once it comes to the opening of the male organ, nitma becomes tummy. And the echad ruah machmas besari, and whether someone is seeing it because of his own flesh, meaning because he had an erection, or if someone has the discharge due to some external force, because of eating and drinking too much, or because of jumping, or being frightened, which these things at times could cause a seminal discharge. Either way, once he has a tummy, he's going to become tummy. It doesn't make a difference if it's bo'inus. Halacha beis, ein shech vazera shel katan metama. The semen of a minor does not contaminate. Ashiyah ben tesha shel b'mecha, until he's actually what's called ro labia, for shechvas, to having an act of copulation, and then having the seed of that, which when he's 9 years old in one day. That's in contrast to the ziva of a cotton, which would contaminate even on day one. Halacha gimel, furthermore, shech vazer aduma, red semen is tahiris pure, achati lavana v'meshechas. It has to be white and viscous. It has to be something that's like a little bit of a thick fluid that can be drawn. Halacha daled. Now, v'chol shech vazer, now any semen she'in gufish alo de margishba, that the person's body did not sense it, that it was being discharged, in the metama, that actually does not contaminate. Now, lefikra, therefore, but if he saw the discharge without an erection, without any desire, so it's actually not going to contaminate from the category of semen. Now, nekru b'hargosha, but if it gets uprooted from the membrane in the person's body, from his organ, in internally, with a sensation, although when it actually comes out without sensation, that tummy, that would already make it tummy. Halacha hey. Continues regarding certain tumas of shech vazera that are from rabbinic injunction. Hamahar balayla. Someone was thinking at nighttime regarding these types of ideas. V'ro shashim yishmita b'chaloyim. And he saw in his dream that he was having marital intimacy. V'amara matza b'sori cham. And he gets up from the dream and he finds that his flesh is warm in a heated up way. Ava b'shalim matza shech vazera. Although he didn't find any semen, hadeza tami, we consider him as tami. Because since he sensed that he was having intimacy in the dream, already had a discharge with sensation. And that's why he found his flesh that was warm. But it was probably a little bit, and it got absorbed in his flesh, his skin, or in his garments. Because he didn't find any moisture. But we presume that there was. Now, here, but let's say he was thinking about these ideas, but he did not find that his organ was warm, or he found that it was warm, but he wasn't thinking about these thoughts, then tar, then we'll consider him as tar. Someone is urinating, he which is the euphemistic of that he's pouring out water. Now, he saw Slippery water means it came out in droplets. When we're talking about a healthy person that generally urinates in the flow. But here it's coming out in droplets, or it was murky, not like regular urine. And this was betchila, in the beginning of urinating. And then he subsequently urinated in a normal way, like a direct stream. So tar, he would be considered as tar. But let's say in middle of urinating, or at the end, is when it became murky, or this type of a smooth type of water, meaning discharge. Then it's going to be tummy, because that change, that deviation, proves that there must be some semen that's coming out with the urine. Now let's say the discharge that he was urinating was coming out, was from the beginning till the end, this smooth or murky waters, these slippery or murky types. How is it tar? It's going to be tar. It only became middle, and then we say, oh, what's that change? But let's say they were white and viscous, like we said before. So then, tummy, it's like the white of an egg, we'll consider them as tummy. If someone discharges thick droplets from the male organ, tar, he's going to be considered as tummy, as tahar. It's not going to be a sign of that there's shekva zera. Halacha zayin, bal kerish or tavel. Someone had a seminal discharge that he immersed himself in the mikvah. But he did not urinate before he went to the mikvah. So kishiyat l'mayim, when he's going to urinate after he goes to the mikvah, tummy is going to be tummy. Why? Because you have the droplets of the semen that don't come out only when he urinates. And he had to go to relieve himself before, and he didn't. He went to the mikvah, and now it comes out. That semen has already been that problematic, and it's there, and it's going to come out now somewhere in the urine. Now, but when we say this, only b'chayil b'zaken, someone that's ill, or someone that's elderly. Av a yelid barid, but a healthy young man, tar, it's going to be tar. Why? Neshu yoyudah shechva zera b'chasko kechetz, because he discharges the semen with strength like an arrow. The kulan nintekis menamen, all of it is removed from the male organ when he has that ejaculation. And therefore, when he's going to urinate subsequently after the mikvah, even they had to go before, it's not going to have the traces of semen over there. Not kamahu yelid, how much is considered young? As long as he could stand on one foot, and at the same time he could tie or untie his shoe. But if he cannot do this because of being ill, then he's considered ill regarding this. And then again, that we would be concerned that there is some semen in that urinal discharge after the mikvah. Anyone who had marital intimacy, and she went down and she went to the mikvah before she cleaned herself out very well, so she's going to be in her state of impurity, because it's not possible that she's not going to emit some of the semen from the male. And as we're going to say later on, the woman who discharges the male semen is also tummy. Now, halacha tes continues with this halacha regarding both a man and a woman regarding marital intimacy. Whether a man or a woman who had marital intimacy, they're both tummy. They both biblically have a halachic status as a rishon l'tuma. The woman's not becoming tummy because she's touching the semen, as we mentioned before, that it contaminates by touch. No, because touching in the concealed area, which is where the woman gets it touched, is not considered touching halachically for tuma. Rather, because hamashameshes, it's a different halacha. Marital intimacy, harehi kerei keri. That is like someone who has a seminal discharge, like kama such as which exeis a kasa, just what the pasuk says. Now, but v'hu shetia b'shal shem v'yemechad, as long as she's over 3 years old. Krishna, the pasuk says, v'isha asher yishkat ish oisa, a woman that a man will lay with her, which is talking about marital intimacy, and that's where it says the halacha that they're going to have like a rishon l'tuma, which has to be a woman over 3 years old. If she was younger than 3 years old, then she does not become tummy with this carnal laying. But she will become tummy for having touched the semen, because if it touched her flesh on the outside. Now, therefore, if someone has cohabitation with an adult in the unnatural way, it's actually tar, she can be tar. Because the pasuk did not make her tummy in the concealed area, which it is in the unnatural way, elikadarka. Only in the natural way, the Torah made exerce a kasim that for tash meshamita should become tummy, which is only in the vaginal way, not in an unnatural way. Halacha yud. If someone cohabits with a woman, and he does not ejaculate any semen, so tar, it's going to be tar. Although he had the beginning stage of copulation, and so the woman's going to be tar until the man ejaculates semen. Halacha Rav continues regarding this halacha that we mentioned before regarding a woman discharging the semen. When a woman emits the seed that she received from the male, so it depends when regarding her status. If she went and she emitted within 3 einus, which Rambam shortly going to tell us how long is a period of an eina, but that's because the semen only has its vitality as long as it could impregnate a woman. After that, it's not considered as zera, as seed anymore, and therefore it does not contaminate anymore. So it's only if it's within 3 einus, then harehi to make her a keri, then she's going to be tamei like a man who has keri, which is the same entity, but generally it comes out of a man. In this case, it could be coming out of a woman. Lefikach, therefore, actually in contrast to, let's say, when she's going through a shiv nikiyim, in Haisa Zava, if she was a Zava, so she has to have 7 clean days. If she has a discharge of Dam, which is the woman's, what her natural discharge is, actually undoes all 7 days. In contrast, if she emits the seed, it's only going to undo 1 day, ki ishra keri, like a man who sees keri, and she's going to have the same halacha, which is that when the Zava is counting Shem Nekim and sees keri, only undoes 1 day. She's going to have that same halacha, because she's discharging his same thing that he discharges by keri. Umetame b'choshu, and it contaminates even if it's a minute amount. Even if it does not come totally out of her body, necra only as long as it gets uprooted from internally. Begila ben hashanayim comes what's called beneath the teeth. It means like it's those folds in the vagina, which is a little bit before the external part of the vagina out of her body. As long as it gets to there, nitma she's going to come to me. Sharei shech vazera kadama, because the semen is like her blood. Just like her blood, when she discharges it, it's going to make her tummy, as long as it came out of the uterus, even if it doesn't not come totally out of the vagina in the vaginal canal, it's going to make her tummy internally. So through the semen that she discharges, to it's going to make her tummy on the inside. Halachid Beis, shechva zera atzma. Now, regarding the semen itself, if it was discharged within the first 3 einais, so besides making the woman tummy, it's going to make other people who touch it tummy. So just like it contaminated the woman who discharged it. Now, but if it was discharged after 3 einash, 3 periods, which each one, as we're going to explain, is 12-hour period, then then the woman is going to be tahira. And so to the semen itself is going to be tar, because it already lost its form, it cannot impregnate anymore, and therefore we don't consider it as valid shechva zera, and therefore it's not matame har, nor does it matame anyone else who touched it. Now halacha gimel explains, bakami oina, how much is the oina, which we said 3 of them, is the amount of time that it still has its vitality. It's a 12-hour period, either of day or of night time. But the ino oina shenivla ba minaminyan, but the actual period that they had the relations, that's not counted. It's subsequent 3 of those 12-hour periods that's how long the vitality is for. Ketzer Hausos, Ram illustrates. Nivelo b'leil haShabbos. Let's say they had cohabitation on Friday night. So her 3 periods, which it still has its halach of tumah, is Yom HaShabbos, Shabbos day, with Leilech HaShabbos, and then Matzah Shabbos Sunday night, meaning the night of Sunday, Saturday night, and Echad HaShabbos, and the day of Sunday. In Polter B'teches Manzeh, if she emits the seed within this time, tumah, then it's going to have halach of tumah. But if it's already from Sunday night, which is the night of Monday, and onwards, Tyra then is going to be tar. Now, in contrast, a man, which the natural source is from him, when semen emits from him, even after many oinos, many 12-hour periods, hadeza temeya, it's still going to contaminate, as long as it's moist, and the one that it comes from, that it's separating from him, Tamei, he's also going to be Tamei, meaning when he has a discharge of keri, not like the halach of touching, which the ramification is regarding that it contaminates a minute amount. Halach yidal, shechva zera, in the tamei l'kshilach. So the semen only contaminates when it's moist. Yav shekacher, so we got dry like a piece of earthenware, tar, it's going to be tar. But if Michael lishod is me'is le'is be'poishim l'achsel, k'moish ha'isa, but if it could be soaked in lukewarm water for 12-hour periods and it would go back to its natural moisture, how is it Tamei, then it will be Tamei. Halachat Hazvav continues regarding those that are tamei rabbinically and those that are tamei biblically. So Kfar Be'anim Perek Zeh already explained in this chapter that we're in right now, Shadoya Keri, a man who has a seminal discharge, or ve'isha sheshachav ish eisa shechbezer, or the woman that the man laid carnally with her with semen, or ve'negeb sheshachbezer, someone touches the semen. Tamei man atoy that the biblical gedim tamei. Ve'chein tzatu isha shepalta b'teich shalashan. So to a woman, if she discharges within the first three einus, hadhei tamei man atoy kredei keri, she's going to be tamei biblically, like as if she saw keri. Remember all the other ones that we mentioned in this chapter, that they're going to be tamei. Like, for example, when we spoke about if someone had these thoughts about a carnal thought, or if it was urinating, and that they didn't say they're going to be tamei, which we're saying, oh, the seminal discharge is in there. That's element of rem, it's only from a binnik law. And therefore, that decree was only made for truma. But for unconsecrated produce, tayrim, we consider the person as tar. Lach design continues regarding the shechvazera as it relates to a non-Jewish man, a non-Jewish woman, a minor, and an animal. So Nachris, a non-Jewish woman, shepolta shechvazera shel Yisrael, that she's discharging the semen of a Jewish man, b'toicha shalosh einus, and within the first three einus. Or v'chein behema, so let's say an animal, shepolta shechvazera shel Yisrael b'toicha manzera, that it has the semen of a Jew inside of it, and it emits it within that amount of time. Hadei isha neflet is tamei, so that which is being discharged is going to be tamei, because within the first three anus. Palatatu l'achaz manzeh, if it discharges after this amount of time, and a safik, that's actually a doubt. Although we said regarding the Jewish woman, after three anus, not going to have that vitality anymore. But by an animal, and by non-Jewish woman, we don't know if it has that same heating of the woman's body that then deteriorates it. And the doubt is, nisucha, did it spoil? Or then loy nisucha, maybe it didn't spoil yet, and maybe it still have the vitality like when it comes out of the man, and therefore that would have halacha of doubt. Halacha yedzayim, we already explained in the prior halachas of that which contaminates through the bedding or the chair that one sits on, in Perek Beis Halacha Yud, that the semen of a Gentile, tar meklum, actually does not have any tumah whatsoever. And lefika, the other way around, a Jewish woman that's emitting the semen of a Gentile, even within the first to be einus, a tara, it's going to be tar. Halacha Yud Ches, Goy shehirgish. Let's say Goy senses that he's having a seminal discharge, but it's still in his body. V'nizgayir, and then he converts the yard v'tavol. Then he goes down and he tables in the mikvah for the purposes of converting. V'yatza mimena shechvazer shehirgish. And then it comes out of him the semen that he already felt that's coming out, and but it only comes out achar shetavol after he immersed. Or is this fake tumah? That's again a suffix of tumah because when it already was Nekar, when it was first Nekar, he was not a Jew, which is not Matame. Ultimately, he came out when he was already Jewish, and but that's that suffix. Look at the test. Gedoyla. An adult woman, Shashachav Isa Katan Pachas Ben Tesha, that had relations with a boy less than nine, Oy Goy or Gentile, or Behem or an animal, her is a tar, so she's Mitar from the Shech Vazera. Kashanim, the Pazik says, V'isha Asha Yishkav Ish Isa, a woman that a man will lay with her, which is Achia Shechav Ish Umi Yisrael, until it's going to be a man, in contrast to an animal or to a young boy, and Umi Yisrael has to be that he's Jewish and not a Gentile, like we explained this already in Halacha Yedzayim.